Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Another rainy Saturday in Pittsburgh. It seems like that's all we've been getting here for the last month and a half. And I know a lot of people lost power for a long time. Some people are still without it. So hopefully you're getting by and be patient out there. I know those workers are working hard at it, and it's difficult to do a cleanup when you have 95-mile-an-hour winds destroying things in the path. So I know it can be stressful, but you'll get through it like everybody else, and it just takes time. So that's my advice on the day, because I still know there are people, we have gone through it. Everyone goes through it, and you just got to make the best of it. 412-928-9370, that is the number to call. Bob Pompeiani here with Matty Harkins behind the glass today at 412-928-9370. Hit me up on Twitter at KD Pomp. I want to remind you that the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So, it's been a pretty busy week of things happening. Concluded the NFL draft, which, by the way, did 13.6 million viewers. Second most watched draft ever. And I got a feeling that next year the Pittsburgh Steelers and the city of Pittsburgh will get together, and the viewing audience on that one will be even bigger. I know plans have been underway. It's sort of like the USGA and the way the NFL operates. They look 3 or 4 years down the road. They have crews that are assigned to different places. For example, if this year was Green Bay, they started last year on Green Bay. Pittsburgh, they've already started from last year. And then the people working on the Green Bay draft go to the next draft location. They're already underway. It's a complicated process. It's like the USGA and how they kind of leapfrog one another with their crews, just getting U.S. Open set 2 or 3 years down the line. You have to do it. It's that big of an undertaking. And that's what we're going to see here coming up in June. The U.S. Open comes to Oakmont Country Club. And they had some damage, although it was minor compared to what a lot of people had in terms of their homes. And they should be fine getting back on track for a June 9th week of U.S. Open action at Oakmont Country Club. We'll get into that a little bit later. Today's also the Kentucky Derby. It looks like it's going to be a rainy one down there. And for the record, I know nothing about Derby action. I like watching it. 20-horse field. I look at names that I think are names that might win. Two that stuck out to me, Citizen Bull and American Promise. And that's what I'm going to go by, American Promise at 30-1. Why not make some money if you can? All right, we're going to start this conversation with talking about hockey and Mike Sullivan, 38th head coach of the New York Rangers. Do you realize they've had 4 head coaches since 2021? Peter Laviolette was the last one there. He got fired. He took him to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. But Chris Drury and the Rangers get impatient. Drury got a new contract ahead of what Mike Sullivan did, so you knew that was coming. They worked together on Four Nations. And certainly they had a history back even when Mike Sullivan was an assistant coach with the Rangers and Drury was a player there. So that was a relationship that had been ongoing, so it's not a surprise that he ends up being the head coach with, even though we don't know details, it'll be the most lucrative contract ever given to a head coach. And Sullivan has a resume that would demand that. It looks like John Tortorella would be on his staff in New York. That's one of the rumors you hear. Nothing has been made official there, but they have a relationship also that goes back when Torts was the head coach and Sullivan was the assistant there. So that will take care of itself. I don't know, you know, the Ranger roster sometimes has some interesting holes to it. They're also challenged with some age. Guys have been around for a while, but they do have a good goaltender in Shesterkin. And that's something that Mike Sullivan has been wrestling with here for the last couple of years, inconsistent goaltending. Igor Shesterkin is one of those guys who they gave a lot of money to, and he is a number one goalie. All things can change very quickly when you watch goaltenders. If you watch the Winnipeg Jets series with the Blues, you know what I'm talking about. Connor Hellebuck, who was terrific all throughout the season, and he's had a nice resume on his in his career when you look at his playoff numbers prior to the last 2 years. But in the playoffs in the last 2 years, it has been bad for Connor Hellebuck. 8.14 save percentage. So he was yanked in all three games against the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis. So the Blues even it up last night, winning 5-2. Hellebuck gave up a lot of goals, 4 and 8 shots in the second period. He got yanked for Eric Comrie. So that series is now tied 3-3. And they go back to Winnipeg, where Hellebuck has played better there than he has on the road in these playoffs. But the question is, if you're the head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, what do you do? Do you stick with a guy who is a Vezina Award winner and will be again in Connor Hellebuck? Or do you go with Eric Comrie, who is, in his time in there, has been a good goaltender. Not great, but good. What do you do? What would you do? I'd like to hear it. It's a tough situation to be in because the Jets had the number one record in the entire NHL, and they are facing now a first-round ouster at the hands of the St. Louis Blues, largely because of Connor Hellebuck and goaltending. 412-928-9370. Also, the people in Denver have an interesting choice to make tonight. You know, they're... Colorado Avalanche play a game 7, but it just so happens to be at the same night and also pretty much same time as the Denver Nuggets play a game 7. The Nuggets will be home in Denver against the LA Clippers, and the Avalanche will be at Dallas at 8 p.m. The Clipper game starts at 7:30 p.m. So two within, you're going to do a lot of channel surfing there if you're a Denver sports fan, that's for sure. Interesting note about Colorado and Denver, by the way. Jared Bednar, who's the head coach of the Colorado Avalanche, with all the talent he's had, he's 0-3 in Game 7s. When you look at Dallas and Peter DeBoer, now this extends beyond his time in Dallas, they're 8-0 in Game 7s. So that makes you think that Dallas should win this. Dallas was my pick to win the Stanley Cup, by the way. But, you know, they were dealing with a ton of injuries. I had my own doubts about that just because of the injuries. But they're getting healthier as they go, and they got a lot of talent on that team. So that'll be an interesting watch. And then with the Clippers in Denver, Denver is home, their favorite to win, but the Clippers have a couple of guys who can and have been there and done that, and James Harden and others. But the bottom line is it's going to be tough on Colorado sports fans, Denver specific. What do you do? You go back and forth, you record one, not watch the other. What would be your way of doing it, Maddie? Would you watch both? Would you tape one and hopefully nobody, but don't look at social media and just watch one and then go to the other when it's done?
Well, I have to set up in my basement of the small TV in the corner and the main TV.
So you watch both at the same time. Okay, yes. If you don't have that luxury, what would you do?
I'm a channel flipper, so I would flip back and forth.
Yeah, but you're going to miss key parts of every game. You really will. There could be a check that turns things around, a high-sticking penalty that you didn't see, that you had no idea. And in this day of interactive, social media posts, it's kind of interesting to be on it when you're watching games. I like exchanging ideas with people on things that happen, but you can't do it with two games. At least I don't think you can. By the way, since I'm on an NBA mention here, last night, the Houston Rockets, which are a team I thought would beat Golden State, even though they're young and inexperienced largely, but they won not only Game 5 at home, they went to Golden State last night and won a Game 6. Impressive defensive showing as they just were all over, Steph Curry in particular. Houston wins 115-107, so they will also host a Game 7 tomorrow night against Golden State in Houston. And they have a bunch of young guys on that team. Houston's going to be heard from for many years. Şengün, their center, 22 years old. He had 21 points, 14 rebounds. And Fred VanVleet is a guy they brought in to complement this young group. And he had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. And I bring that up only because it's the one thing that I can make sort of an analogy and a comparison with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who lost again last night, as you know. Houston had a young team. They have some really good potential superstar players, or at least very good NBA players. But they know they needed some help. So they brought in a couple of guys who have experience and who can help them with the young guys. And we saw one last night in Van Fleet, who's won a championship before in Toronto. And he stepped up when he had to. And it's a good thing to do when you have a younger team or when you have some potential superstar players who are young to bring in guys who have gone through this before. And that's one thing the Pirates did not do in this offseason. They had a generational player who they know they had to build around, and yet they failed to do it, really. Now, you can argue that you brought in a 37-year-old Tommy Pham. Okay, what has Tommy Pham done? Although he is better defensively than I think anyone thought, he leads the major league left fielders in defensive runs saved, but his hitting is 170, one of the worst OPSs. He was supposed to be brought in, and he wouldn't exactly be the kind of guy I thought would bring what I just described, like a Fred Van Vliet. You know what I mean? You need other people to come in and give yourself a legit good players who can put up good points, who are younger than 37. And the Pirates really haven't done that. I don't know if that's a contributing factor to what they've done. Probably is to some degree, but a bigger one is just not drafting the right people and developing enough hitters. And if you don't have hitters, you got to go out and get some hitters. And they didn't do either of those. One other thing about that game as I dance around here, Maddie, I thought this was interesting too. Steven Adams, you remember him? He played for Pitt for the 1 year. And Jamie should have used him a lot more, knowing it was a one-and-done situation.
Yes.
Well, he was on the floor a lot last night, and they employed the Hack-a-Shack, but it was the Hack-a-Adams. Steve Kerr did that because he has a history of not making big numbers at the foul line. He misses a lot. But they did it repeatedly last night, and Steven Adams made a lot of foul shots, 9 of 16. You wouldn't have expected that. And two of the misses turned out to be putbacks by the Houston Rockets. So if your strategy is to foul Steven Adams, put him on the line, and make him miss, you better darn well get the rebound if you're Golden State. And on two occasions, this big Shingun guy I talked about got the offensive rebound and putback. So even though he went 9 of 16, two of those turned out to be four points anyway. So it didn't work. And Golden State's in a heap of trouble right now, even with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, really their only two players, I think. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. This has also been some time now since the NFL draft has concluded. And you know what the Steelers did. Do you like it? Do you think they hit on the things they needed to hit on? Aaron Rodgers continues to just wait, and it's a waiting game that could go on. It's a very interesting thing, though, because the schedule release for the NFL is coming up on May the 14th. And that's a big night. You know, they'll get big ratings on that. I know we have a 30-minute special coming up on it on KDKA Plus that night, and we're going to go over it all. So if the NFL wants the Steelers, and they always do, they're going to get their share of games. But if Aaron Rodgers happens to be on that team as well, you know, and you would assume that's the case, but if you don't know by schedule release time, you may not get it. If you remember when Rodgers went to New York, immediately the Jets, who were never on primetime games, went 6 of them. And they ended up going 5-12 that year because Rodgers got injured right off the bat. But the point is, Rodgers gives you another element that people would want to watch. So if he's on the Steelers roster, that would make Steelers even more attractive than they normally already are. So it will be interesting to see what happens, and if it does happen before May 14th. Again, I waited this long. I don't know if I expect it to happen at all before May 14th. I think it's going to drag on until, who knows, maybe into mini camp or beyond. We have no inclination of this other than it seems like the Steelers have played this, that they know he's coming. They didn't take a quarterback until the 6th round in Will Howard. They had other options with other guys, and they chose not to do it. So what do you say at 412-928-9370? I'd love to hear from you. Let's go out to AJ in Natrona Heights, who is our first caller today. AJ, how are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I briefly want to distinguish myself as a card-carrying member of the Mason Rudolph fan club. I have been since he was drafted. I was blown away by his Pitt game that he had here back in, I think, 17. And I just have been pulling for him all of this time. And I wanted to distinguish myself as that because it just seems that's a rarity in this town. I liked the Will Howard pick. I did. And I think there's potential there. But I just don't think anyone even considers the idea that Mason might surprise people this year. I just wondered about your thoughts on
that. Well, first of all, do you expect him to play if Aaron Rodgers is here, unless there's an injury?
I'm, I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers won't be here. I know that might be a surprise to everyone, but I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers might ultimately decide to retire, and then everyone will groan when news comes out that, yes, we're riding with Mason. And I will tell you, I will be one of the people, few they may be, that will be excited about that, because I think Pickens came alive with him. I just think it could happen again.
Well, he knows how to throw the deep ball, AJ, that's for sure. And I think Metcalf's one of those guys who can go down the field. They'd have two of them. And it looks like George Pickens will be here for his final year of his contract. And what happens after that, we'll see. But, yes, and the last time we saw Mason play here, he had three very good games. And he took them to a playoff game in Buffalo, which they lost. But he looked very good, and I don't think people thought at the time. And Mike Tomlin stuck with him, even though Kenny Pickett was healthy. And that kind of led to the demise of Pickett, it seems. So that's going to be interesting to see. Mason's never had a totally full season. It's been interrupted with injury.
I was – not to interrupt, but that's what – he's never had a full offseason to prepare as such, you know, as a starter would get. I feel like if he had that, he might surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, but the problem is he's not going to get that if what we think about Rodgers is going to happen. So, you know, I still think, you know, they – if they really wanted him last year, they should have signed him last year. He could have been on this roster as well. They chose not to. But now, you know, I don't think the plan was to bring him back when everything fell apart with their quarterback situation. They moved on from Wilson. They didn't get Fields to commit to their offer. Then they decided, well, let's get him in here. We know Rodgers is going to get here as well. So they wanted to build their quarterback room. So I don't think it was their plan. However, if he gets in there, I, like you, believe that he can get some stuff done. To what level, I don't know, because we haven't seen it for a full season. But at least you have a guy who you know, who's been part of this. I think he knows his receivers here. And then you add Metcalf to it. It can only help him.
Just paint me a believer. Leave it at that.
Card-carrying member. That's what you are. Thanks, AJ. Appreciate that. Let's go to John in Cranberry, who joins us right now. Hello, John. How are you?
And first, happy anniversary to you and your beautiful bride. I saw your post this week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, 38 years. How about that?
It's a long time, Bob. That's great. Congratulations.
The over and under was 10 years, mostly because of me, but she's been great, and she's the best.
Yeah, it sounds like. So, a couple things. So, I want to pat myself on the back. I'm usually wrong, but I did predict the change of Mike Sullivan this past couple of weeks. I had a feeling. And I'm going to make another prediction, believe it or not. I think the Bucs are going to do something with Derek Shelton. I have a feeling. Now, Ben Cherington, I'm not sure. Do I believe he should go? Yes. Here's my point, and then I'll leave it up to you. So too many things are happening on the field that aren't just like errors and physical mistakes. Even last night, Adam Frazier not covering second on a hit to the wall where the Padre didn't run it out. We see constant errors of guys not running out balls, not advancing runners. Shelton and Cherington talked about winning within the margins because they're not good enough to win any other way. And that's exactly what they're not doing when I watch this team. So I have a feeling, and I know most people don't, I think there might be a change made soon. I don't know if it's one or both or either, but I wanted to hear your opinion on that. Thanks,
well,
Bob.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I definitely think if you're basing it on everything that you just described, yes, they have to make some sort of shakeup. If for no other reason, just to do it, just to let people know. And some of these people have gone from anger to apathy, which is not a good emotion to have. If you don't care, that's a bad one. But those winning on the margin, it makes it very difficult on a team. You have to execute everything right. And if you don't do it, and we're 33 games into this now, and that hasn't happened at 12-21, that's a tough hole to dig out from. I don't care who you are, but especially them. You know, the Braves started 0-7. They're trying to dig out in a much better division in terms of records. They're now 14-17, I think. So they've turned things around, but they had a lot of digging out to do. Pirates do not have the equipment to dig out, so you have to be on the margins. If you're not, and if you make base running errors, if you make just fundamental breakdowns, and there have been plenty of them, somebody has to be blamed in this situation. It would be both. First of all, I don't think the roster is good enough. That's on Cherington. And the execution of the people here hasn't been good enough either. But overseeing all of that is the owner, and it still comes down to the owner for me and what he refuses to do. Again, the numbers speak for themselves. One free agent multi-year deal since 2016. That's it. That means he's not going out and using free agency to his advantage when the draft and the development of players has not been good. If you don't do any of that, then you're going to be where you are. So yeah, there could be a change here soon. I wouldn't rule it out for sure. I thought at the beginning of the season they would wait until the very end to make it a clean sweep to do it if that's what they were going to do. But I also didn't expect them to start 12-21. So when that happens, it could change the dynamics of that. So I understand what you're saying. At 412-928-9370, Mark and Brent would be coming up when we come back. We have open lines for you as well. We'll get into some other stuff, including some of these hockey playoffs now. And what do you think is going to emerge from the Eastern Conference now that we know the matchups are set there? Toronto finally exercised the demon and beat Ottawa, so they didn't have to even go to a Game 7. If they did, it would have been very interesting to see the fan reaction to that one. 412-928-9370, the number to call. Want to hear your thoughts about the Steelers draft. Did you like it? What do you think they did or didn't do that you should have done or they should have done? Let me know. I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompiani Show on another kind of dreary Saturday right here in downtown Pittsburgh. Back with more after this.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back. Matt Harkins behind the glass. Bob Pompiani here until 1 o'clock. That's when Jason Mackey comes in, and Jason will take you until the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. In fact, he's doing that as well. Double duty today for Jason. He'll be on with that at 3:10 prior to the Pirates and the Padres game two of a series. Game one won by San Diego last night, although Fernando Tatis took a shot right to his arm. Pitcher got away from Mitch Keller, and man, it was immediately you saw the like an egg mark on his arm, and he left the game. Very talented player for the Padres, who now are 20 wins and 11 losses, while the Pirates are 12 and 21, 9 games under 500. The Fan and the Pirates, though, want you to send them something to visit your team in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. It's presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email at usports@937.com. 937thefan.com and register your 12 and under team, and 937 The Fan may make a stop to your field. More details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. A couple of real quick things before I go here. There's a funeral today for a lady who's been, you know, front and central to what we've done with my golf tournament, which, by the way, is going on its 34th year. It's coming up on Monday, June 9th. I know that's U.S. Open week, but it was scheduled long in advance, the date. So it is Monday at Chartiers Country Club. And the inspiration, really, for this event that I started 34 years ago with Partners for Quality was people like Sandy Allison. Sandy passed away this week. And if you knew Sandy Allison, you understand what it is to overcome and deal with adversities. She had all sorts of challenges from a developmental point of view. She pretty much was in a wheelchair all the time, didn't have access to just about anything on her body with the exception of her feet. And she painted with her feet. And God does some crazy things in terms of talent. And she had this ability to paint with her feet. She would brush her teeth with her feet, you know, everything. But she never lost her enthusiasm for painting. And so that became one of the things we did at our golf tournament. One of the last items we have at an auction is her painting on a yearly basis. And she was there always so excited and sat in her wheelchair while people bid. And it was amazing how much money she, with her paintings, produced for Partners for Quality. Well, when I first met her 34 years ago, that's what I took away from it. And I said, there are so many people who need help, who are developmentally challenged and need assistance in so much of what they do. Well, Sandy was, you know, the person, the face of what we do, and still is and will be, even though she's passed on. So coming up on June the 9th, we're going to have one of her last paintings she made on auction. And I hope the people who show up for the event, because it's always a fun event, will remember her and bid high on her auction items. So, Sandy, rest in peace. You deserve to be injury-free, pain-free, and you will be in a good place. So Sandy Allison died, and I certainly extend condolences to her entire family. I went to the visitation yesterday with my wife, and we talked to many of them. And despite all the things, stuff she had to deal with, man, what an amazing outlook on life. And, I mean, when you get into that situation, you got to make the best of what you have, and she certainly did. Which leads me to a story we did on KDK this week. And it was a kid from Hampton named Aiden Hanna. And Aiden is a baseball player, grew up like a lot of kids around here wanting to play baseball. But throughout his life, he had issues that he had to deal with. Cancer that turned up in both of his legs, one after another. He went through chemotherapy to fight the cancer that was in his ankle. Rang the bell, everything was good, and then there was something that happened in his other leg. And then when he was dealing with that, cancer returned to the leg that had already been dealing with cancer. Long story short, he had to get a leg amputated. But that never stopped him from doing what he wanted to do. Prosthetic leg, continued to want to play, told the coach he wants to play. And he did. He returned, and on his final at-bat of his senior season, he got a single, which brought everyone up on their feet and certainly tears in their eyes. If you'd like to check that out, I know we have it on social media, so you can check it out. It's Hampton High School, Aiden Hanna. And what makes it even more remarkable, this kid who's only 18, 17 years old, he's decided, because of seeing other people in the hospital when he was in the hospital, that he was going to start Aiden Helping's Hand. This is a foundation that he started, and it's already raised $200,000 trying to help other people who've gone through similar stuff. So if you want just a couple of moments to watch a great story and somebody who knows what it's like to deal with all these kinds of adversities and yet still has the wherewithal, the persistence to deal with it, to move on from it, and to help others along the way. It's remarkable what he's been able to do. Craig McConnell, our producer, shooter, he went out and did all the film work of it, the video. You'll see his final at bat and the reaction that was there for Aiden Hanna. So check it out. Again, it's on my social media feeds. You can also see it on CBS KDKA because I know it's inspiring. I like looking at inspirational people. I like seeing people who have overcome problems, because we all tend to think our problems are so big, even though they're not. Many of them are not that big. Some are. And if you have to deal with them, attitude will take you through it. These are examples of attitudes winning out, despite just terrible situations in their own personal life. 412-928-9370. Let's go back to the lines. Sorry to digress there, but I felt it was important to mention those two people because of their outlooks, what they bring in, as far as inspiring stories to people who may need to be inspired in their own way. Watching them can help you. Mark in Brentwood, you're up right now. Mark, thanks for being patient with me. What's going on?
Oh, Paul, first of all, my pleasure. I feel like I'm going to deviate. I want to talk about Mason Rudolph, but after hearing what you just said in the past 1 minute and a half, I've met you a couple times. Work at a restaurant, I've waited on you and met you, and you truly are one hell of a guy. The way you conduct yourself, the way you are, the way you care about, you know, people, and the way you report, man, it's a pleasure to actually talk to you on the radio, but to have got to meet you in real life.
Mark, I really do appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
I did want to say about Mason real quick. I do believe he's never truly got a fair shake to develop in the situations that he's been in. When he was in Pittsburgh, you know, Ben was still a guy. Ben called the shots. He never got coached. He got shipped down to Tennessee, you know, never really in the proper system. If you look at a guy like Sam Darnold, everybody thought he was a bust until he got put in the right system. I love Mason. I love what he's about. He finally has weapons around him. I think if we just give him a chance and develop him as maybe QB1 this season, I think he can really excel in this offense with DK and Pickens and a line that could block. What do you think, Pomp?
No, I agree with that. And thank you for the call and thank you for the kind words. I look forward to seeing you again down the road. But, why not? If you use the example of Sam Darnold, I felt the same about Justin Fields. I thought with time here he could develop and maybe be unlocked some of the talent that he has in the passing game that we haven't yet seen. Darnold had to go to four different teams, finally a system and someone who knew what he was doing with him, and look what it's turned into, a $100 million plus deal with Seattle now. And, there is a timeline for a lot of guys. Everyone has different timelines. You could be a quarterback who's really good right off the bat, come in and make things happen. We've seen that already. You know, Jaden Daniels is the most recent example of someone who just took it by the horns, came in and won immediately. But there are others who do take time. I thought Fields was that kind of person, which is why I thought they'd bring him back here. And it seems like it was his choice to move on from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Mason Rudolph could be that guy. But again, there could be a roadblock here in the terms of Aaron Rodgers and what happens there. If he's healthy the whole way through, unless he just comes in and lays big eggs there, Rudolph may never get a shot. Although it's a 2-year deal. You know, when Rodgers is gone, that can change things. But I tend to agree. Sometimes it takes guys a lot of years of going through the process of understanding what it is to be an NFL quarterback because it's different than college. And sometimes that pays off in time. Hopefully Mason Rudolph will be one of those guys. So I can see that happening, absolutely. Bill in Newcastle. What's up, Bill? How are you?
That Pirates game, that guy who fouled fans, he should have been doing that.
That investigation's ongoing. I mean, that's a tragic situation to watch. And we've learned a lot about the kid now who fell and is still in critical condition. So it seems to me like once you hear the entire investigation from police, from the Pirates, from everyone involved, you'll get an explanation of what really happened there. So all I know is for now, I hope he pulls through it. I hope the best for he and his family, because you never want to see anything like that again. But it was a scary sight, no doubt about that. At 412-928-9370. All right, I'm going to get back to hockey, just because I mentioned that before, and you know about Mike Sullivan. There are a lot of guys on the list. Now, I'm curious to find out if people are interested in, retread guys, big names, guys like Rick Tocchet, guys like Petey Olaviolette, guys like John Tortorella, even though he looks like he's destined to Mike Sullivan's staff. Guys who've been around have done it and then have fallen, out of it and gotten fired, whatever the case may be, retreads, I call them. And then you get the guys who are in college coaches or junior coaches, guys who have never had the chance. But they also know that if you're going to make a lot of money in hockey, the way to do it is to get an opportunity in the next level. There are guys on current staffs right now in the NHL who may be worthy of that. So Kyle Dubas is going to look long and hard, it seems, to put a wide search together here. Not just NHL guys who've been through it, but other guys and junior and college ranks. What direction do you want them to go? Do you want them to bring in a Rick Tocchet, a Petey Olaviolette? I'll use that name only because he's one of those guys. If you look at the guys who currently are in the NHL semifinals of their conference, Peter DeBoer's the guys who've been around. I mean, he's been fired before. A lot of guys have been fired. Would you rather them go from somebody who's had some success yet fired recently, or would you rather go into the college ranks, the junior ranks, fresh start kind of guy who has a different outlook? Washington certainly did that with Carberry, and he's been really good. So they won their first-round series. A lot of people like me thought they might not, and I looked at their goaltending as possibly a problem there. Well, it's not been a problem. They've done actually pretty well. So in the next round, Washington will host Carolina. That's an interesting matchup. And then you'll have the Florida Panthers. Now, they have moved on. They beat Tampa Bay, which I thought might happen, but I still like Tampa Bay for all the reasons I thought they would. But it looks like Vasilevsky was not as sharp as he needed to be. And so Florida will move on, and they'll take on Toronto. Toronto's a team that has a lot of talent. Maybe they got a little stress-free after advancing in the first round, because it looked like Ottawa might force a game seven, but they averted that. They won that series 4-2, and so now it's Florida against Tampa, against Toronto, and it's Carolina against Washington in that one. And the other side of it, again, we have a game seven going on tonight with Colorado-Dallas. I like Dallas at home. I think they'll win that game, and Jared Bednar will probably go 0-4 in game sevens, and Peter DeBoer will go 9-0 in game sevens. That's a pretty remarkable record. So these playoffs have been interesting for me to watch. I don't know if you feel the same way, and some of the NBA ones have been good as well. If you like high-end action, which I do, those are the things to watch this time of the year, because quite frankly, there's nothing else on that makes sense at this point. Riverhounds are back home. I think you heard Matt talk about this. It's pretty amazing. It's been over a month. I think in late March they had a home game. It's been over a month since they've been home, and so tonight over at Highmark Stadium, and by the way, they have some new turf over there. They just installed it, so maybe that's a sign that they're going to come away with a win. They'll take on North Carolina FC, and if you can't make it over there, we'll have it for you on KDK+. Time for a break. More calls on the way at 412-928-9370. I want to get your Steeler reaction as well to their draft. Things they may have missed on in their draft, things you would have done differently, or do you like it all from start to finish? They certainly got physical in some of the places they need to be. That was one of their ambitions, to get physical. But do they have enough when it comes to trenches? Do they have enough when it comes to cornerbacks? You know, you can't address everything in one draft. So they still have areas of need. What do you think they've done? At 412-928-9370, we'll continue with that conversation and more right after we get an update from Matt Harkins.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And a big thank you to our sponsors at PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out the virtual wallet. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your bag, not your wallet. And number one Cochran, ride in style and go one better with number one Cochran. And tune in to the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night at 11:35. On the program tomorrow, we will have Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette, as well as Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, and Andrew Filippone. Right here at the PM Team 93.7 The Fan. In the meantime, I want to hear from you on all these topics and more at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ryan in New Jersey. Hello, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Hey, Bob. I'm one of those rare humans who actually saw Pirates win in person last week. We happened to be in out in California on vacation. Didn't have a lot to do on the Wednesday, so we went My son and I went over to the Big A. I always wanted to go there, so we saw the Pirates blank the Angels. Quite a boring game, but it wasn't at all.
Yeah, they took two or three, and then the first against the Dodgers, and I thought, okay, maybe they're onto something, and immediately reality came in.
It happens. Anyway, so the NHL playoffs, which I know everybody here tuned out probably in February, or everybody in Western PA tuned out, for most people. But I know you didn't. So looks like the second round, I don't know what happened to Hellebuck. That guy, I jinxed him. I said they were my favorite to win it with you guys like 2 weeks ago, and then, of course, that's what happened.
How do you explain that, and what would you do in Game 7 tonight, Ryan? If it's me, I may go with Eric Comrie. I only because, and I hate to do that to a guy who's going to win a Vezina and all this history, but, man, he's shown me that he is just not feeling comfortable in goal.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's speaking of, since it's Flurry week, sometimes these guys, the goalies are like relievers. They go through these phases where you just don't know. You just don't know why it's not clicking. I don't think they know. So it's very hard to pinpoint, why you get down when you get down. Like you said, Vasilevsky was, for 3 or 4 years, was untouchable. He's the best goalie in the league by far. And Florida just roughed them up. Illegally in some ways, which is always the problem with the NHL. But, they just basically bull rushed them. It's hard to explain. But the second round series, if they play out, assuming Winnipeg gets through, they look like they're going to have a lot of juice. The most boring series by far is going to be Carolina and Washington. Carolina is the most boring team in the NHL. They've been overrated for years. I've said this before. They're so overrated. But I think they'll win that series still somehow. I don't think Washington's going to be able to get through. But that Toronto Florida series. I don't like watching the Leafs much. But man, I just feel like that one's going to get spicy real fast.
Florida. I'll tell you what, Florida proved they're the defending champs, and against Tampa, they came out with a physical approach to everything, and they made it tough on Tampa Bay. They did, but again, Vasilevsky had a lot to do with that too. I don't think he was as good as he should. Still comes back to goaltending, and that's it. And the Penguins have got to find goaltenders and figure it out, regardless of who's their head coach here.
I wonder if when Sullivan was pushed out the door, I wonder if Tristan Jarry thought for a second, maybe I should call and apologize to him. But I doubt it. the end chapter of Sully, a lot of it was Jarry. Well, it was bad. It was two goalie choices that turned out to be incorrect. Not bad choices at the time, but they were 100% incorrect. And, the Jarry thing, I really, Sullivan didn't have a goal. I mean, he did what Bylsma did in a lot of ways. I know he's a better coach, but he did the whole – said Gino, get out there and score me goals. I don't care who's on your wings thing. A little bit too much for me. That was cute when they were in their 20s, but not in their late 30s. But, it's just the goaltending. Just the minute they said Murray was your franchise guy,
but that was the right call at the time. I don't blame them. John Steigerwald's the only guy I know, used to work with Johnny, said stick with Fleury, don't trust Murray, whatever. He was right. Most people that I know would say that's the proper move, and I include myself in that. As much as I liked Marc-Andre Fleury, they had to make a choice, and too bad that the expansion draft had to happen that year, because if it didn't, then you could have kept both.
Well, and the thing was, I think in retrospect, it wasn't Murray. It was the teams in front of him. That 16 team was the greatest puck possession team I've ever seen, and the 17 team was probably the gutsiest counterpunch team I've ever seen. Yeah. And that'll win you cups, and it's more than Murray was, kind of a Chris Osgood in the end. He was kind of like a steward.
That was an unbelievable 21-year career. And Ryan, thanks for the call. I got to move on. I enjoyed watching that last game. But I wish the NHL would not have immediately gone to the next game. There was some time there they could have simmered. The first 5 minutes of the next game doesn't matter for national viewers. You have Marc-Andre Fleury, 21-year career. Let it marinate a little bit and have him on the ice, because Vegas gave him a tremendous send-off, which we never really saw live. So, that sometimes I think they need to just stop. And I understand the sponsorships and everything that's involved in this stuff, but, man, there's a moment that I thought they missed. Let's go to Rob on the cell before we take our noon break here. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm good. Just wanted to quickly, say something very special about your comments you had about your charity. And I got to tell you, I'm driving an Interstate 80 with a headset in my big truck talked to you three different times in it, but I'm cruising along, and I tell you what, you brought tears to my eyes, and you know, well, how much we take ourselves for granted sometimes.
Well, all the Rob, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, we everyone has issues they deal with in their lives. That's why it's hard for me. I don't like judging anything that I see based on one reaction, or because there's a story behind everyone. And in these cases, you know, Sandy, the lady I mentioned, who's been really the face of our golf tournament, she's the person that inspired me to actually do it and bring people together to do our tournament. All the money goes to that Partners for Quality, because they do a great job handling people with these developmental challenges. And nobody had more of them than she did. And yeah, through it all, she painted. It brought joy to her life. She painted stuff with her feet. Every year, she would bring those paintings to our event, and we would auction them off. And she was there watching it happen, which brought joy to her life. You know, so.
Wow. That is amazing. And that's something I just really value. I wanted you to know that. I thank you for doing what you do. But I also talk a little bit and ask you some questions about our quarterback situation with the Steelers.
Okay, make it quick, though, Rob.
Okay, now, just quickly, the basic thing is nothing's changed with I've got a brain fart here. who's the quarterback in limbo?
Rodgers?
Yeah, Rodgers. Nothing's changed with him. He's still nope. out there just, okay.
Well, the only thing is just when, you know, and again, I brought up the May 14th scheduling. I think these people in the NFL want to know who's their quarterback before they make a decision.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.